And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of September, 2017. The city of Los Angeles was founded on this date, 1781. King Carlos III of Spain ordered it on the banks of a river. Population of 44 Spanish, soon joined by 11 families from Mexico. There was a Native American village there, but the newcomers brought European diseases, which wiped out the native population. Original center of the town, just north of downtown, near Chinatown, the site of the original Pueblo is now a parking lot. The first commercial electric power plant opened on this date, 1882, Pearl Street, Lower Manhattan. Thomas Edison flipped the switch. He had invented a reliable electric light bulb, and then he had to figure out how to generate electricity and deliver it to people's homes and invent the fixtures, the sockets, the fuses, the meters that would be installed there. He chose Pearl Street because it was close to Wall Street and he needed investors. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Wright, Roxy, Mississippi, 1908. Grew up in Memphis and taught himself to read at the library. Moved to Chicago, worked as a ditch digger, delivery boy, hospital worker, and a postal clerk. Started writing his masterpiece, Native Son. George Eastman received a patent for the first film camera on this date in 1888. He called it the Kodak. It replaced the big box camera on a tripod that used heavy glass plates, so made it easy for ordinary people to take pictures. The camera used a roll of film that could hold 100 pictures. And it was on this day in 1957 that Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus called out the National Guard to try to prevent 9 black students from entering Central High School in Little Rock. In response, President Eisenhower sent in the 101st Airborne Division to make sure that they could enroll. And a few days later, he went on TV to say mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of our courts. Here's a poem for today by Charles Rafferty, entitled Drift. Long ago, the old friends stopped calling. I used to think they had lost my number. Now I forgive them, their children and their jobs, their wives and their divorces, their cancer and their lawns, the 15 minutes they allow themselves at the piano every night. I'm able to go on without them. A kind of orphan from the life I used to live. This is what I'm thinking as I get in the car to take my daughter to her voice lesson. The ride is a quiet one. She is getting older and has learned to keep things to herself. When we arrive at the lesson, she makes it clear, without saying so, that I should wait outside. So I stay in the car, doing the bills, doing the things I hate, as her high notes drift through the studio door, the glass of the car window, the air that will be between us now from here until the end. A poem by Charles Rafferty, Drift, from The Smoke of Horses, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.